Proclamation number 8976 of 18th of May, 1965. Why must a non-fallen spirit also walk the earth? What you desire information about, that I alone can tell you, because these thoughts have already often emerged in you, without you seriously desiring an answer. You do not know the laws, which rule in my kingdom and in which all my creatures move, but that one thing has been explained to you, that I put out beings out of me in highest perfection, that these beings were gifted with free will, which was now also to decide and which also resulted in the falling away of innumerable beings from me. But a great part of these beings had also passed the test of will that they remained with me, although all were equipped with free will and the ability to think and likewise could decide for him who was visible to them. Hence it is by no means the case that those who fell away from me lacked realization, but the same light of love shone through all beings, and in this light they also recognized me as their creator, from whom they had originated, but this very light of love they rejected and thereby made themselves sinful. Now all my created beings were certainly works of my will, as therefore also those who remained loyal to me, who, standing in highest fullness of light, can create and form with me and are therefore blessed. They have certainly passed the test of will, but nevertheless remain works of my lover, for whom the attainment of childship to God is also the highest aim, for I could not create children for myself but only ever give a being the opportunity to shape itself into a child, which indeed every non-fallen being will also achieve, but must also cover the course across earth in order to reach that highest degree that it is no longer considered my work but my child. For a walk admittedly also stands in the same will with me and constantly creates and works out of this will. But to be a child of God is the epitome of highest beatitude, for it is completely independent of me, it receives my direct illumination of love and its will is always equally directed with mine, it is a completely free being, a right child which enters into all rights of the Father, whereas a walk always remains a work despite having passed the test of will. But the path through the abyss has already been travelled by an infinitely large number of beings, and the number of my children is constantly increasing, since they can never fail, even if earthly life weighs exceedingly heavily upon them. The love power, which they never lose, protects them from a fall, and since the earth lifetime is only like a moment, measured by eternity, also the most difficult conditions can be imposed on such a light spirit. And you can also accept such an embodiment with quite unusual states of suffering, which certainly leads to the aim of the adoption as children of God. The beings of light therefore have to cover the path across earth in order to fight against all resistance in their physical weakness. They once have to voluntarily face my adversary, but they will never succumb to him, they will only ever wrest their physical shell from him, so that this, as spiritualized, can already help a once fallen spirit to mature. And it is precisely this walk on earth which earns a myriad of beings of light the adoption as children of God, but it cannot be avoided if children are to emerge from my works, which I myself could not create because free will was the prerequisite for it. This free will had certainly been tested, but the beings all stood in brightest light of knowledge, and it therefore could not be equated with the walk across earth, on which the adversary asserts himself, in which the spirit of light is exposed to temptations upon temptations, which it must pass, to now be able to come forth as a right child of God, which was and is my aim since the beginning. Amen.